You're listening to At Lunch with myself, Bulani Nelsikepe. You and I are hanging out until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And we have the NW Academic Challenge podcast here on At Lunch, where we explore the ideas shaping the future, focusing on science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and innovation. And today we have Mrs. Buseletso Lesofe. She's a medical biological scientist at the Center of Human Metabolomics at the Northwest University. Buseletso, welcome to At Lunch.
Thank you.
It's lovely to have you here. So as a medical biological scientist specializing in newborn screening at the NW and testing for metabolic illnesses, how has your research at the Center for Human Metabolomics at the NW contributed to our understanding of some of these illnesses in newborns? And also, what are some of these illnesses?
My work, technically at the Center for Human Metabolomics at the NW, focuses on newborn screening tests and metabolomic disorders. So we call them metabolic disorders, which are rare but life-threatening diseases that are not if not detected early. So through advanced metabolomic techniques, we analyze newborn blood samples to identify inherited metabolic disorders, which we call them IMDs. These conditions often affect how the body processes proteins, fats, or carbohydrates. Obviously, these are a set of kind of complicated diseases, but I can give you some of the key diseases that we screen for, which is, for example, phenylketonuria, which is a disorder that affects the body's ability to break down phenylalanine, which leads to developmental delays in children if untreated. And then we have one that is more common, which is galactosemia, a condition where infants cannot properly process galactose, which is the sugar that is found in milk. But common one is also cystic fibrosis, which is caused by a faulty gene that affects salt and water movement in and out of the cell. With infections, this causes a buildup of thick mucus in the body within tubes, particularly in airways and digestive systems as well. So our research and our diagnosis has helped in early detection, which means that affected newborns receive treatment before symptoms can develop, and this significantly improves their quality of life. Additionally, our work has contributed to expanding newborn screening programs in South Africa, ensuring that more infants are tested for these conditions.
Sure, Buseletso, that's incredible work that you guys are doing there at the NWU. And I'm thinking that students who are listening to you right now might find an interest in this field. So what unique research opportunities does the Center of Human Metabolomics at NWU offer to students and researchers in the field where you work with rare diseases and newborn screenings?
NWU offers a multidisciplinary research environment for students and researchers. I've been also collaborators interested in newborn screening and rare diseases and metabolic disorders. So some of the opportunities that we have are hands-on training in metabolomics. So students or researchers learn advanced techniques like mass spectrometry to analyze metabolic profiles. Collaboration with healthcare facilities. So our researchers work closely with hospitals and diagnostic labs to apply research findings in real-world clinical settings. Also, we do rare disease research where our center provides opportunities to explore how metabolomic research can improve diagnosis and treatment of rare diseases. We have international collaborations as well. So we work with global researchers in metabolomics and newborn screening to provide exposure to international best practices within this field. So our department also actually champions the NWU project, which means one, in collaboration with Diplomics. So this project is aimed at diagnosing patients who have been undiagnosed for years using advanced scientific methods such as genetic sequencing.
Well, that sounds like great opportunities there that you have for students.
Definitely.
Buseletso, congratulations. You were recognized by Forbes Africa's 2025 over 30 under 50 list. You were on that list. What does this recognition mean to you, and how does it reflect the impact of your research at NWU?
Thank you so much. But being recognized by Forbes Africa for the 2025 over 30 under 50 list is a huge honor for me. It does not only highlight just my work, but the importance of pathology work that we do in South Africa. It reflects the impact of the research that I've been part of here at the Northwest University and in my previous workplaces, particularly ensuring that more patients have access to diagnosis and treatment for their illnesses, infections, and disorders as well. Africa has incredible scientific talent, and we are making significant contributions to global health. So it's a motivation to keep advocating for better health programs, increased funding for disease research, and more opportunities for young scientists.
And I'm sure that young students hearing you and what you've achieved is also really motivation for them to be in the field. Pusetso, thank you so, so much for joining us on At Lunch.
Okay, thank you so much.
That is Pusetso Lesofe. She's a medical biological scientist at the Center of Human Metabolomics, Northwest University. If you want to listen to this conversation and you have interest in this field, it is incredible the work that they do there. You can do so on our website, rfm.co.za. Thank you.